It seems like almost yesterday that Richard Wilson became the only resident of Cape Girardeau to ever receive the Congressional Medal of Honor. Wilson was born on August 19, 1931, in Marion, Illinois, but grew up in Cape Girardeau. On August 19, 1948, on his 17th birthday, he enlisted in the Army and reported to Fort Sam Houston, where he was trained as a medic. He volunteered for airborne school and was assigned to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, as a medic in the 11th Airborne Division. When the Korean War began in June of 1950, Wilson's unit was informed that they would soon be there. He received a final weekend home, returned to Fort Campbell, and was soon in Korea. On October 20, 1950, Private Wilson participated in one of the largest airdrops in American military history. He was part of a regimental combat team which was dropped behind enemy lines to cut off retreating North Korean units. On the morning after the airdrop, Wilson's unit moved into a narrow valley, flanked on three sides by high hills. They were soon hit by an ambush, forced to withdraw. But there were many casualties. As a medic, Wilson moved among the wounded, administered aid, constantly exposing himself to hostile fire. He assisted a number of wounded men to safety and then learned that a comrade previously thought dead had been seen attempting to crawl to safety. Unarmed and in an open field, Wilson raced through a hail of gunfire to reach the side of the injured soldier. 2 days later, a patrol found the body of 19-year-old Richard Wilson by the side of the man he had returned to aid. It seems like almost yesterday that we had such heroes. This is Frank Nicol.